The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. Welcome to the Voices Dot Earth podcast series. Once again, Earth Day is upon us, and the Earth Day 2024 theme is planet versus plastic. So it seems that Earth Day organization this year is tackling something that is very, very important. And once again, we are joined by Simone. I think this is our, sixth or seventh podcast. And as a reminder, Simone is now 13. She is in middle school, and now she goes to school in Madrid, Spain. And Simone, welcome, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. And it's always a pleasure to connect with you again. I can't believe another year has gone by, and here we are. And before we really dive in, I'm going to throw out some stats about plastic pollution here and get your take on it. So obviously, plastic pollution is a major threat to the health of the planet and also to human beings. So the world generates approximately 400 million tons of plastic waste each year.
That's crazy. But honestly, with the amount of plastic that we've been using lately, it sounds believable.
Well, totally, right? Yeah. Every time you go to the grocery store, anywhere you go.
Anywhere you look, there's plastic.
You buy vegetables wrapped in plastic.
Exactly.
I don't get that.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy.
And did you know that the United States contributes 42 million of that? So a big chunk.
That is crazy.
Not a surprise. I know it's been a while since we've been back in the States, since we're now in Spain, but every time I go, I'm just shocked to see every grocery store, just everything enveloped in plastics. And here's another stat that's a little bit jarring and sobering is that, you know, we see recycling bins everywhere, see a lot here in Europe. There's a lot in the United States too, but only 10% of plastics is actually recycled. Did you know that?
Wow. I actually do believe that, considering a lot of people don't even think about what they're throwing away or what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. And I think a lot of people have bad habits of not even separating the plastics versus their trash. But sadly, even the stuff that's separated in the recycling bin for plastics, and only 10% of it is recycled. And here's another statistic, is that by 2060, they're saying that global plastic waste will triple in volume. So that 400 million ton number is going to triple.
And that is crazy.
2060 is not that far away in the span of, you know, human history. So clearly we need to do something. And another thing I wanted to share with you is that obviously it's bad for the health of the planet, right? The environment, but it's also bad for human beings. So we recently published an article about a study that found an increased risk of cardiovascular events, meaning heart attacks and even death with plastics. And we found a study that also found that microplastics are now in human eyes. So we have plastics in our bodies.
That's crazy to hear, but I can also believe that, considering how many plastic water bottles have so much microplastic and they just go under the water and we're drinking that water, and that water goes all throughout our body. And it's crazy, I mean, that we've gotten this far and we still can't think of some way to keep us safe.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, a lot of what this is and what the problem is that the plastic industry itself is very powerful. And have you ever heard of a term called lobbying? Lobbying. So the industries that make a lot of money off of creating plastic bottles and plastic wrappers for food, they're very powerful. So they lobby lawmakers throughout the world to make sure that they don't pass any new laws that will remove the use of plastic.
That's horrible. They're just trying to make more money when they really have to think about how much they're hurting this planet and hurting themselves.
And human beings. Right. Yeah. It's kind of a weird dynamic. And, you know, now that you're in middle school, and I know you have a whole new group of friends now that we're back here in Spain, do any of your friends talk about just the future of the planet? It doesn't necessarily have to be the environment, but what's the perspective about the future of life on Earth?
Well, we don't talk about it that much, but when we do talk about it, we talk about the animals and how long times ago, we didn't have any of this. We were living perfectly fine without any of this pollution or any of these plastics, but now we're living with them and we're hurting everything on the planet. And we don't realize that we have to live on this planet. We are ruining our own living space.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I know you're at a much smaller school now, but did you guys have any Earth Day events or anything? You know, like cleanups? I know you've done that before in your other schools.
We did a little project, which was not necessarily for Earth Day, but we had to create a newspaper. And at my group, we picked animals, pollution, and all that. And we talked about how in 2060, there would be a lot of plastic waste and how we really need to fix this and how the animals are all decreasing rapidly, their population.
Yeah, totally, totally. Simone, you know, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Hopefully this podcast will help raise awareness, especially with young people, and definitely share this with your friends about how we need to really tackle this plastic pollution issue. And before we sign off today, any parting shots, any last thoughts?
Just think about what you're doing before you do it. Like, if you're trying to just throw away everything as fast as you can, maybe think about what the effects are after.
I agree. Those are great parting shots. And as a reminder, the .Earth web domain is hosting its annual Earth Day promotion, and which runs from April 21st through June 30th. And standard .Earth domain names are starting under $10 US. And we have a wide range of global domain register participants and our partners participating in this promotion. And Simone, as always, it's a pleasure, and I look forward to doing our Earth Day podcast next year.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.